We were doing yesterday, we went through the first few psukim in Sefer Yonah, and Api Perish Agra, about the neshama's journey in this world into the body, into the yam, and the Olam Hazeh versus Olam Haba. So the psukim continue now in Pasuk Hey. It says that Vayruha Malachim, that the sailors, they saw, they noticed. Who are the Malachim? So the Gra says, Heim HaManhigim HaGuf, the ones who really lead the body, the moach, the lev, the brain, the intellect, the heart, the emotion, shar kochos, other powers, other strengths of the body. So these kochos, the brain, the heart, saw something. They saw the terrible state the neshama was in. Veizaku ishal elohav. Each person davened to their god. Says the Gra that shitzaku panu el kesev vizav. The body parts, the kochos of the guf, start to yell at these different taivas. Shavdu osam kol yameim, that they were, you know, led and enslaved by these taivas their entire life, which are called Elohei Chesed, Elohei Zav, right? That which we worship in this world, you know, all the taivas, whether we're addicted to our phone, we worship, we like food, we like to drink, we like whatever that taiva is, whatever the struggles are, they're all forms of avodah zarah, forms of addiction, things that don't understand, we can't comprehend. So the body's calling out to these things that are drawing us to the wrong place. It says further, Vayatilas akelim ashebaniya el hayam. They took the kelim, they threw them from the boat into the water. So he says, Yesh lev farish kipshuto. He says, Pashup Shad, just read it, that he removed his clothing from the body and it fell. He fell into the bed. He was in this great depression. He was stuck, didn't know what to do with himself. Lahakil me'aleh me'al ha'ivarm, to kind of taking the clothing off to somehow lighten the body, to maybe that will lighten the gzardin. And the Yona yared el yarkasei ha'sfina. The Yona, the neshama, descended to the deepest part of the boat, which is a reference to the reglaim, the legs, the feet. The neshama descended to the deepest part of the body. And vayishka vayiradim, and he went to sleep in a deep slumber. Sheshochev al hamita, he lay down on the bed. Visardema nofel salav, he was overtaken by this incredible sleep, kiyadua biyom hamisa, like one who experiences the day of death. So the neshama is in a very terrible state now, in a deep slumber, and he's struggling. So what do you do? What does a person do when he's in a deep, dark place? He's lost, he's struggling, he's fighting something that he can't overcome. So the pasuk says, "Vayikrav elav Rav Hachovel," the main sailor, the one running the ship, comes closer. Rosh Hamanhigim v'hualev, the heart, the emotion. You know, the men, we live by our mind, by our logic, by our intellect. Women live by their hearts, their emotions. Kemat every machlokas you're going to have when you get married in Yirat Hashem between your wife, most likely will boil down to logic versus emotion. And you'll be talking two different languages. You know, I was on the phone late last night with a couple for a long time, late into the night, and going through different inyanim, and every single one was just boiled down to logic, emotion. She says how she feels. He doesn't validate her feelings. He says what he thinks. And they're not talking the same language. And that's just an example of every relationship. And, you know, I always tell Hasanim that when they get married, so marriage is supposed to make a person better and perfect them as much as they can. So I tell them that as much as you have such great qualities and you're a wonderful person, but more likely that your wife's going to make you a better person than you make her a better person. Because most women are great, they're more perfect than men. Women are born perfect, men are not. Men need a bris milah. This is a longer discussion, it's not shalom bayis shmuz right now. We could turn into shalom bayis shmuz. But women are a lot more perfect than men. It doesn't mean women don't do things wrong, they do. But men need women more than women need men. And what it comes down to is, many of us learn through yeshivas and we learn how to be a lamdan, and we should. We learn how to paskin shilas. We learn how to learn halacha and gemara. All that is the utmost importance. But oftentimes we lack the emotion. And what brings out the emotion many times, sometimes it's a Rebbe who could bring out a person's feelings. Sometimes men are naturally have connections to the emotions, which is great. Others are not. And it could be a Rebbe who brings it out. It could be their wife that brings it out. And you know, that's what men need in addition to their intellect, their logic. And that's what he's saying here. Vayikra ve'ilav Rav HaChovel. The Rav HaChovel that the Gra tells us is the lev. The lev what draws us. It drives us. That's what leads us. Our heart desires certain things. Vayomer lo malacha nirdim. And the heart says, what are you doing falling asleep? What are you doing? Get up. Kum kra elokecha, call out to your God. The neshama kum. He tells them to get up and connect yourself. Don't give up hope here. Ulai yisashes halukim lanu v'lo nove. Maybe your God's going to save us. He's going to spare us. He's going to take care of us. Because the neshama is in the world to fix things. So it's speaking to the neshama, not to the body. The body is drained. The body is weak. The body is tired. But the neshama is here for a purpose. So it's the lev speaking to the neshama. Now, I don't want to get into deeper points where the neshama in the body is, the different parts of the neshama. That's not for now. But there's this conversation, the Gra says, taking place between the lev and the neshama. And the lev is somehow inspiring him to wake up. Vayomru ish el re'ehu, and the different body parts begin talking to each other. L'chuv napilu garalos, let's make a gora, let's figure out. Let's figure out, Nedav v'shelmi hara hazos lanu, whose fault is this? Whose fault are we in such a deep state of depression? Whose fault is it? Were my legs, were I running to the wrong place? Was it my ears listening to the wrong things? Was it my eyes looking at what I shouldn't be looking at? Was it my mouth, I was speaking the wrong things? All the body parts, whose fault is this? Returnum later, they wanted to know, writes the Gra, al yidei chet shami yatsa gzartin. Why do we have such a gzera of this terrible storm in our life and we're falling asleep, we're dying? Whose fault is this? In bechet halashon, is it our tongue? Oh hamor, the osbris kodesh, the shar evarm, what is it? Who is it? Ve'apilu garalos, and they drew lots. Sheberus adavar upishpishu, and they tried to figure out who was the source of this, which limb? And who's a lot drawn? Who gets it? Vayipol hagoral al yona. It's the yona. It's not the body part. It's not your hands. It's not your legs. It's not your ears. Not your eyes. Not your mouth or your tongue. It's the neshama, says the Gra. Why the neshama? Ki kishahi tova, when the neshama is doing the right thing, as he mapeches as kol aguf l'tova, it changes everything around. Yes, you could blame this, you could blame that, you could blame what you said, what you saw, what you heard, what you did, what you ran to. You could blame all that. Those are body parts. And we're taught by the Gra, we're taught in Sifrei Chassidus, that there's an element, of course, having charat, the regret of what we've done wrong. But the way to accomplish things is to move forward. A person is stuck in the past, he's stuck in what he did wrong. Oftentimes he's stuck there, he can't break out of it. The guilt is so strong. You need to regret, forget, and then move ahead. So he's saying, don't figure out, we don't care who did what wrong. Look at the neshama. The neshama is fully kadosh, it's kedusha. And use the neshama, because when the neshama is tova, is doing the right thing, everything else just turns around. I don't care what you did, don't tell me what you did. Just figure out what to do moving forward. You could have shalom bias issues, and you could deal with what happened, what he said, what he did, what she did. Oh, it's his fault. I did it because of that. And no, she did it because of this. And they defend themselves. That's not going anywhere. The way to move forward in shalom bias, the way to move forward in your life whenever you have a struggle, is to bring kedusha into your life, to take a step forward, to do something positive. Okay, you missed a seder, so you feel bad. Okay, you should feel bad, but forget it, move on, and come to the next seder. Come strong, come with fire. Okay, you did something wrong, but move on and just do something positive. Bring kedusha into your life. And that's true in shalom bayis. You can't harp on the things. You have to move ahead and create more kedusha, a stronger bond. So he writes, ki kishi tova, when the neshama is good, az hi ma'peches as kol aguf l'tova. Av sheba'atma chomer mizgora, even though the body is something that's full of evil, the neshama could just turn everything around. There's something in halacha, Torah, something called the Shiva Mashkim. Shiva Mashkim, it's a halacha. The halacha is not relevant for now, but just to explain a bit of a context, that when something becomes tame, for food or fruit to become tame, it has to first come into contact with one of the seven liquids. That means if I have an apple, and someone tame mace or sheretz touches it, it has to first come into contact with one of the seven liquids. What are the seven liquids? So they are water. We'll go through them. They go water, and honey, and dew, and blood, and oil, and milk, and wine. So these seven, you have a mnemonic to remember, but I'll tell you a perhaps better way to remember. These Zayin Mashkim correspond to the seven Yom Tovim of the year through the calendar. And watch how this works out perfectly. We'll start Rosh Hashanah, the first of the year. Rosh Hashanah is Dvash. We dip the apple in honey. It's not just a nice thing. It's a real thing. It's brought down in the Minhagim. There's some Ramazim in the Pesukim for this. Yom Kippur is a time of the blood. We sprinkle the blood. Sukkot is Mayim. We daven for rain. Nisach HaMayim. Chanukah is Shemen. Purim is Yayin. Pesach, you have to guess if that you figure out afterwards. We'll jump to Shavuos, which is an obvious one, is Chalav milk. That leaves Pesach Tal. Tal is Tfilas Tal, Bidavin, and Pesach. There are a lot of connections between Tfilas Tal. Just to think about it just for a moment, the Gemara tells us that Tal Echaim, Tchias Amesim, is going to come to fruition through the Tal. Dew is going to come down. Pesach is the time of Tchias Amesim. The bones come to life. You don't break the bone of the Karim Pesach. There's a Atzamos Yaveshos of the Haftori Reading, Shabbos Chol Moed Pesach. There's a lot to talk about there. So I proved to you a little bit that Tal connected Pesach. But these seven Yom Tovim connected the seven Zayim Mashkim. So the idea of Rosh Hashanah and Dvash is because it's Yom HaDin. It's a day that's dark. We try to make it happy as we can. It's a serious day. Machlok is whether you should fast, not fast, you should eat or not eat. But we have Dvash because Dvash represents the ability, what's called Hamtakas Adin, softening, sweetening. Hamtakas is Mesika, to sweeten the Din. We're getting judged. Judgment is not a fun day. It's a serious day. We don't say Hallel. And the Dvash is somehow supposed to sweeten it, to soften it. And there's a beautiful Chavetz Chaim in the Hakdama to Likutei Halachos, a Sefer on Kadshim. And he talks about how Torah is compared to Dvash, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Gemara in Chagiga quotes this, that we compare Torah to Dvash. And what ways it compared to Dvash? So the Chavetz Chaim says as follows. He says that there's a din in Halacha that brought down by the Rush in Shulchan Aruch, that honey, sometimes you have honey, and there might be a part of a bee that's stuck inside, that's embedded in the Dvash. It could be a wing, it could be a leg, it could be a part of the bee. Now, bees obviously are not kosher. So what do you do about it? So the Rush writes that the Dvash has a unique ability, honey has a unique ability, to take that which is usser, the bee, and turn it into Dvash. And it becomes mutter. That's what the Rush writes. Brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It transforms the isser into a davar heter. So the Chavetz Chaim says that's exactly what the Torah does. The Torah takes, compared to Dvash, the Torah takes a person who might be ra, might be bad, doing the wrong thing, and it transforms him, turns him into something good. That's what Dvash could do. That's what Torah could do. That's why it's compared to Dvash. Now, we'll speak about that further, but this very much connects to the Yonah as well. Because, the Dvash is able to somehow hide the Isser, get rid of the Isser. Alpi Chassidus is something a bit further. Let me build this up. What do I mean by this? After Tishrei, in the Dvash of Tishrei, right, the Dvash we have on Rosh Hashanah, some are makbid to have it through Sukkot as well. My family, we have it through all of Sukkot. We have the honey. And the next month is Cheshvan, also known as Mar Cheshvan, a month that's bitter. So this is going to get a bit deep. For some of you guys, maybe, but anyone daven Nusach Sfard here? Nusach Sfard? Nusach Sfard or Sfardi? No, who's Nusach Sfard?
Sfardi or
Sfardi? Like Sfardi, Sfardi. Like a Chassidus.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not eight, so two of you. Excellent. Very good. So, when you look at Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Do you ever notice in the art school there's some like letters on the bottom of the Musaf Rosh Chodesh today? I'm not sure if you daven this Ashkenaz today or Sfar, but on the bottom, and the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim, it's brought down by the Sfarim HaKadoshim, that when you say Hashem, it's, the B'nai Sascha talks about this, B'nai Sascha writes that the reason why people's tefillahs don't get answered is because they're not mechavin to the right Shem Hashem at this bracha. It's a very deep inyan. The Sfarim, by the way, you guys have this probably all over your Siddurim. If you look at this Sephardi Siddur, Ashkenazi would get completely lost. You need like a roadmap to work in it. But it's full of Sviras and Shemos Hashem. It's beautiful. You Ashkenazim think it's crazy. If you understand it, it's beautiful. So either way, so the one thing that has by Nusach Svar, the one time it mentions is a rare time, this and Rosh Chodesh today. So there are 12 months of the year, as we know, and there's a different Seder of Shem Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei Shem Hashem. But it could also be Hey Hey Vav Yud, Hey Yud Vav Hey. There are 12 different combinations, and each correspond to a Shem Hashem. B'nai Saskar talks about this. Those who are looking to learn Chassidus have a good Hebrew. I highly recommend B'nai Saskar. It's a beautiful Al Chodesh. It's highly, highly recommended. Again, I'll say that with the point of making sure it doesn't get involved in your Siddurim, your Gemara Siddurim, but it should enhance it, and there's incredible depth to it. B'nai Saskar is fantastic. It's a beautiful Sefer. So B'nai Saskar, he brings this all down. And each month he talks about which Shem Hashem corresponds to the month and why. And now in addition to the Shem Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, there's also a Pasuk, usually with Rosh Tevos, that corresponds. So let me give you, for example, Nisan, which is the first month of the year, everything is in Seder, everything's in order. It's a Leil Seder, Pesach Seder, there's a Shulchan Aruch, everything's organized. Okay, I'm giving you bits and pieces of a lot of different things here. But there's a Seder of Pesach, Seder of Nisan. The Yud Kei Vav Kei is Kesed, it's an order. So what's a pasuk that corresponds? Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sagel Ha'aretz, Yismuchu Zeyuda, Hashemayim is a Hey, V'Sagel Zavav, Ha'aretz is Hey, Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's an order, that's Nisan. Tammuz, which is now, so if you had a Nusach Svard, Siddur, you would have said the complete opposite. Tammuz is Hey Vav Hey Yud, which is everything backwards entirely. And it's not a Rashi Tevos, but it's the Sofei Tevos of a pasuk in Megillah, Megillas Esther, Ze Einenu Shavali. Came to Haman, the Sofei Tevos, Ze Einenu Shavali is a Hey Vav Hey Yud. That's the Kavana for Tammuz. Okay, you have somewhat of a framework. So there's all different types of combinations. Take a look here. So now, Mar Cheshvan. We're into the bitter month of Cheshvan. We have Tvash of Tishrei Rosh Hashanah moving to Mar. Why am I bringing this up? You'll see why shortly. So Mar Cheshvan, the letters are Vav, Hey, Hey, Yud. That's the combination. And the pasuk is Udvash, Hayom Hazeh, Yihyeh. So, it's like Dvash, Hayom Hazeh, rather Hashem. Dvash, Mar Cheshvan, because just like Dvash, Rosh Hashanah, and throughout all of Yimei HaDin, we're supposed to sweeten the din and soften the din. So too in Mar Cheshvan, we want to soften the bitterness of Cheshvan. So the pasuk, we want to invoke the pasuk Udvash Hayom Hazeh Hashem. Using that Dvash again. But again, the Dvash is something very external, just covering up the bitterness. But now, look what happens. What's the next month, guys? What? Kislev. And Kislev is celebrated with Chanukah, and the Shemen, which comes from Zayas, and the Zayas is something that's mar, that's bitter. So while Mar Cheshvan, we tried hiding the mar with the Dvash, in Cheshvan, in Kislev, we're trying to actually utilize that which is bitter, to take from within, internally. So we have in Parshas Noach, the Yonah is sent away, and the Yonah, which now we know also means the Neshama, the Yonah returns back with an olive branch, and Rashi comments there. He says that Amra, the Neshama says, the Yonah says, the Neshama says, you mizonosai, I rather my food be bitter merorin kizayis biyadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I rather have it come naturally from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Velo masuk, not as sweet kidvash bidei basar v'dam. Sweetness is artificial. That which we make basar v'dam, that which we create is artificial. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is natural. So yes, dvash is good. Sweetness is good. We need to sweeten the din. We need to soften our life sometimes. We need to have that sugar coating to make life good, to put us on the right track. But the real essence of things is not to rely on those enhancements, the external enjoyments of life, but to take that which is bitter to us, that which is natural, which is our Yetzirah, we'll see in a second, and use that to create shemen, to create oil, to create the Ner Chanukah. That's why in Parshas Noach, Noach stands for Nun Cheses Ner Chanukah. And Teva, the Gematria Tuf Yud Beis Hei, is saying Gematria Zayas. The Teva is a Zayas, is an olive, and Noach was inside the Teva, he came out as Noach, Ner Chanukah. So the ability of Chanukah is to extract the sweetness from the bitterness itself. And that's what the Yonah is told what to do here. So this idea that the Gra is saying that the Yonah was told, don't worry about what you did wrong. Don't worry about what this limb did, what that limb did. Focus on the neshama because it could just change everything around. How does it change everything around? It changed everything around as follows. The Baal Shem Tov writes that Sur Mei Rav Yase Tov, turn from the evil and do good. Before you could do good, you have to do bad. I mean, get rid of the bad. Now, a person could spend his whole life trying to undo what he did wrong and never do anything good. So the Baal Shem Tov says, you know what Sur Mei Ra means? Sur means take from the Ra. Sur, remove from the Ra itself. Not remove away from the Ra. Utilize the Ra of Yase Tov. Sur, take away from that Ra. And use that, whatever your greatest challenge is in this life, whatever your Yetzirah is, whatever you're drawn towards, that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu telling you, that's what you're supposed to use, channel it for Tov somehow. The Baal Shem Tov also writes, that it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Ezehu Gibor HaKovesh Es Yetzirah. Who's the person who's strong? The person conquers, overcomes his Yetzirah. If you hate Sahara for looking at things you should be looking at, you need to conquer. If it's hate Sahara for making a lot of money that more than you need to make, for stealing money, for whatever your hate Sahara is, overcome it. Just crush it, squash it, get rid of it. The Gra says no. You know, Pshat, Ezu Gibur, HaKovish is Yitzro. The word Kovish, it means conquer. But it also means something called Kvushim. Kvushim is pickle. Pickling something. What does it mean to pickle something? It means you take a cucumber. You don't get rid of the cucumber. You don't conquer it. You put it in vinegar. You put garlic, salt, pepper, whatever you want to do to pickle. I never pickled anything in my life. But you take herbs, you take spice, and you pickle. You use that item. You take your Yetzirah. HaKovesh is Yetzirah. Take that Yetzirah, which is the strongest thing you're fighting against your whole life. You're trying to get rid of it and channel it. Kovesh it. And that's what means sur mei ra, to take from the evil and use it for the good. Take from that which is mar, don't sweeten it. Sometimes in life when things are bad, we need to get to that sweet point. We need to engage kids, you know the way learning is these days, and probably when you were there, you know, you guys are not that old. 2 years ago, you're in high school already. The way to engage you guys, Rahman al-Tzlan, that's the way life is, like with videos. Gemara learning probably in high school for many of you was like videos of like showing cool things on YouTube because that's only way you'll pay attention. Not all of you. But in my day, I went to Frisch, so I was, but in the end of the day, that, we didn't have that as a concept, Baruch Hashem. But we learned. Maybe we didn't learn a lot, maybe we learned with girls, but we learned. But there was learning there. Now, to my understanding, is a lot of this, we need to get you excited. Otherwise, you're not going to focus. You're going to be stuck in your phone. You're watching the video, so if we're not showing you videos in the Gemara classroom, you're not going to pay attention. That's the dvash, that's the honey, the sweetness that's going to draw a person. But that's not the essence, obviously. The essence is taking that which is your biggest struggle in life. And not easy to do this. Everyone knows what their struggles are, to tell me or anyone else. You know what your struggles are. How to transform them, that's a hard thing to do. But that's what the goal is. Focus on your neshama, because the neshama is talking to you. It's screaming out to you. And the Yisur Mei Ra, you take from that evil. You take from that Kovesh is Yitzro, then you conquer. And that's how you lead to finding that shemen, that or, the or shemen, the or Chanukah that's hidden within each person. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. I guess we'll continue this shmooze, I think, Monday.